lot of working weeks for me over the years. My first job was at a car wash, and I remember when I got that job, and it was below minimum wage. I just thought, wow, you're just going to give me some money for washing these cars? Am I worth that, really? You know, and it's a question I've always struggled with, even during television when I was making an outrageous salary. There's no way I'm worth this. Is Leslie Moonves over at CBS worth $43 million, which is what he's reportedly getting paid this year? Can we ever answer that question? If you knew what your coworkers were being paid, would it tell you what you're worth, or would you want to adjust that a little bit? Tell us your story at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at takeaway.org. And, of course, to help me and us with this problem, Beth Kobliner is here, Takeaway Work contributor, who joins us every week for our work segment. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Don.
Now, there's this issue called comparable worth, which I remember actually covering in the 80s, which was all about trying to deal with the disparity between women's pay
right.
and men's pay.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was you would get everybody's salary down on a piece of paper, figure out if people were doing the same job,
right.
they ought to be paid the same. This is a little different. It's looking at comparable worth regardless of gender.
Right. You know, in many companies, they discourage people from talking about how much your coworkers are earning. And you could see why, you know, like there's jealousy and anger and you don't realize, oh, that person had a job before that paid them more. So when they came into the workplace, they were starting at a higher salary. There are all kinds of reasons.
Often when people are recruited to come in, they
yes.
get a higher bonus.
A premium
or
a bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And many people also find it offensive. I was talking to people about this story and a few people I spoke to said that they found it more intimate to ask someone they're seriously dating how much they earn than it is to ask a boyfriend for a key to their apartment.
I agree. I totally agree.
That money is such a, you know, salary in particular, such a personal, intimate topic. But the part of this that I found interesting looking into it is by law, employers are not allowed to ban employees from talking about how much they earn with each other. The National
Really?
Labor, yeah, the National Labor Relations Act of 1935 was created to protect employees. That they're allowed to talk. You are allowed
to compare
salaries.
Are they allowed to know? Can employers keep it a secret or do they have to disclose?
Employers do not have to disclose, but employees are allowed to talk amongst themselves.
And disclose if they want.
Yes, even though a lot of employers sort of implicitly or subtly say, you know, we'd rather not have you share salary
information. Can they alter that by contract? Can they make a special contract in that, should they say?
Well, they sort of do with, you know, some sort of, they don't
like
allow.
Those employee handbooks, can they do that?
Well, they can imply it, but not technically ban it outright. So it's very interesting.
All right, so let's say I'm in the workplace, all right, and I find out somebody's making either a lot more than me or, you know, in a moment of extraordinary just personal morality, I guess,
yes.
I discover somebody's making a lot less, and
right.
I go to my employer and say, look, this has to be rectified in some way. Talk about the condition for me. If I say, you've got to pay me more, this is ridiculous. Any advice?
Well, first thing you want to do is get information. There are great websites now. There's Glassdoor.com, where you could basically input your company, your title, and they will give you salary data submitted by anonymous employees and people who are interviewed for that job or jobs very similar to it. There's salary.com, payscale.com. We have it all on the Takeaway website. Also, there are trade publications. So if you're a doctor, there's something called medical economics. If you're a paralegal, there's something called, you know, Paralegal Today. There's, you know, a publication for every kind of job category, pretty much.
And you can take that information to an employer? Look, I found this on a website. Are they
well,
going to tell you to,
like,
take your website and get out of my office?
You can say, you know, it's the way you say it. It's the way you approach it. You have to say, look, you know, I've been to this, you know, been in this
right.
job for a certain amount of time. It's very good to always be specific. You want to go, not just say, gee, I think I earned this, or I've been here only for this amount of years, but you also want to say, I increased, if you recall, I increased productivity 20% and increased sales when things were going bad. You know, if you can, as much concrete data as you can give them to not only compare yourself, but also to give your own self-worth. One interesting thing is
yep.
always make sure you're right, because
yeah,
people,
yeah,
I've
yeah,
heard so many stories where people say, you know, that guy's making more than I am. And they're like, no, they're not.
Well, that's, you know, that's interesting. Is this about really determining how much you're worth in a dollar value, or is it about where you fit in the food chain in the sort of snake pit of your own office?
Well, it is very tricky. You know, very few employers are so exacting about it where they sort of look at the whole picture every year. Sometimes they give, you know, more money to people who they like better. You know, that's the reality of the workplace. So I think people have to think about what their worth is to their employer, and then try to make sure that they become as important and as essential as they can. But you have to negotiate, particularly women. You know, there is that, you know, the Bible, still the Bible book is Women Don't Ask by Linda Babcock, came out in the early 2000s. And they find that if you ask for 30% more when you're about to go into negotiation, that people end up getting a minimum of 10% more. In other words, you have to ask for
more.
You
have to shoot high.
You have to shoot high. Yeah. But you have to also do it politely, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good advice.
Yeah, and people think, you know, in this economy you can't negotiate because things are so hard. But the good news is a poll that just came out last month, 14% of companies are still freezing salaries, which is better than last year, where 37% of companies said they're cold.
So there's room to move.
There's room to move.
If you go to our website at takeaway.org, you can see two people, Kelly, who wrote on our Facebook page at the takeaway.org, just how tense it made them to actually find out about
hard.
Other people's salaries. So this is definitely a can of worms, but it's worth it if you're willing to get the quality information and go in with some confidence and the idea, like, I know what I'm worth, and you're going to have to agree by the end of this meeting. Is that fair to say?
I think so, in a nice way.
In a nice way. A good takeaway from the very polite Beth Koebleiner, takeaway work contributor and author of Get a Financial Life. Thanks so much, Beth.